Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone and by everyone from Aronson to Zerke. On this evening's show, we're going to play thousands of records. Make that records of thousands. We're going to keep on keeping on, do some dreaming of things, and have a vocabulary lesson. But first, here's my wife Rita to introduce the first segment of the show.
In the mid-1980s, while working in Southern California Regional Theater, I met a young man named Branch Woodman. Yes, you heard me, his parents had a great sense of humor. Branch is what is known in the business as a triple threat, a gorgeous voice, talented dancer, and an actor with wonderful comedic timing. He has also won awards for his choreography and direction, so I guess that means he's actually a quintuple threat. Branch's dream was to perform on Broadway, and in 1992 he made that dream a reality, landing a role in the Broadway production of Crazy for You. Over the years, Branch has appeared all over the country in regional and repertory theater and national tours of Broadway shows. I was lucky enough to work with Branch again in Stephen Sondheim's Into the Woods at Performance Riverside. Branch starred as the baker, and I was Cinderella's stepmother. Speaking of Cinderella, Branch's most recent stint on Broadway was in Rodgers and Hammerstein's Cinderella. In 2013, the production was nominated for 9 Tony Awards and 1 for Best Costuming. Very well deserved, I might add. I would suggest you search Cinderella 2013 Tony Awards on YouTube for a small taste of the costume wizardry. The show ran for 770 performances and closed January 2015. But Broadway's loss was our gain. A national tour was launched and finally arrived in Los Angeles at the Amasin Theater on March 17. Last night, Glenn and I had the great pleasure of watching Branch light up the stage in the role of Sebastian. Another dream come true for him, appearing in a lead role in a Broadway company back home in his beloved Southern California. If you are in the Los Angeles area, I would recommend you and your children or grandchildren see this magical production. Cinderella is at the Amasin until April 26 before moving to Las Vegas, Nevada, San Diego, and Sacramento, California, then starting back across the country. You may check for listings in your area by going to CinderellaOnBroadway.com/tour. Now, in honor of our friend, Branch Woodman, here are some rapidly rotating records about Cinderella.
Thank you. bright lights seem so soft and low. When a Broadway Cinderella meets a Brooklyn Romeo in the subway, sweet roses grow. When the Broadway Cinderella meets a Brooklyn Romeo, oh, they go strolling till the dawn, Cinderella on his arm. He's just a butcher boy by day, every night a gay prince charming. Crowds go by, but they just don't seem to know that a Broadway Cinderella met a Brooklyn Romeo.
Cinderella's fella, he's the prince that married Cinderella. When they met in the palace there, they were all such a happy pair, till the clock struck 11:45. Have you heard how Cinderella went and hid? Do you know what Cinderella's fella did? He called his royal crew and said, I ask of you, find the lovely girl who wore this shoe. First came the sisters, there were two, tried on the shoe, but it wouldn't do. Then came a lady dressed in blue, she tried the shoe, but it wouldn't do. Then came a princess, slim and tall, duchesses, big and small, tried the shoe, but it wouldn't do. Cuties and beauties, what a crowd, but the prince just laughed out loud, for he saw a ragged girl, and his heart began to whirl. There was no time to wait and think, he gave her the royal wink. Hand, in love and laughter, they lived ever after.
Ted Fiorito and his orchestra, with Muzzy Marcellino, who played guitar in the band, performing double duty as vocalist on Cinderella's Fella, recorded in the McGregor and Solly Studios in San Francisco on October 4, 1933. Cinderella's Fella is from the MGM picture Going Hollywood and was written by Nacio Herb Brown. Before that, it was Little Jack Little and his orchestra, with Jack himself providing the vocal on Broadway Cinderella from October 16, 1935. Broadway Cinderella was written by Harry Warren and is from the 1935 picture Stars Over Broadway, which featured a bunch of other great songs, including Lulu's Back in Town, You Oughta Be in Pictures, and September in the Rain. Broadway Cinderella was preceded by Cinderella Blues, performed by Jesse Stafford and his orchestra on September 6, 1928. Cinderella Blues doesn't refer to the fairy tale character, but to the Los Angeles ballroom known as the Cinderella Roof, where Herb Wiedoeft's band was resident in 1923. Jesse Stafford was successor to the Wiedoeft band and essentially remade Cinderella Blues, which was one of the first two sides Wiedoeft recorded for Brunswick, when they became the first of the major record companies to record on the West Coast. We began our Cinderella set with a very sweet record, Pretty Cinderella, written by Will J. Harris. The Brock Sisters made a very nice recording of it, but we heard it by Fred Rich and his Hotel Astor Orchestra on September 16, 1926. The Columbia File Card credits Frank Harris as the vocalist, a pseudonym for Irving Kaufman. Congratulations and best wishes, Branch. Break a leg. I'm Glenn Robison, and you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. On last week's Durango Ragtime Festival recap show, I mentioned that Adam Swanson gave a symposium on Emmett Miller, and as part of that multimedia presentation, he played a wonderful February 1928 OK recording by Miller of a comic dialogue he wrote called Thousand Frogs on a Log. Unfortunately, I don't have that record, on which Miller is assisted by Roy Cowan, but I do have some other Thousand records, starting off with this one by Naylor's Seven Aces. Thank you.
you. It's been so grand together, yes, together. You thrilled me from the start. You brought the spring again. Your fingers touched the strings of my heart and made me sing again.
Maria,
Maria, I hope you'll dream a thousand dreams of me, of things we plan doing together.
You know what we plan to do together, don't you? Well, all right, then.
And if you do, I'll dream my whole life through a thousand, a million, a skillion dreams of you.
Richard Himber and his Ritz-Carlton Orchestra, which on that March 19, 1934 Bluebird recording included Tommy Dorsey, Artie Shaw, and Benny Goodman, with Walter Donaldson's A Thousand Good Nights. The vocalist was Joey Nash. Before that, it was Fats Waller and his rhythm with A Thousand Dreams of You, recorded in Chicago on November 29, 1936. The band recorded an instrumental version in the same session for export. We begin that thousand set with the terrific record by Naylor's Seven Aces, so I took the $50,000. recorded for Jeanette on February 8, 1924. So I Took the $50,000 was composed by Albert Gumbel. This was an instrumental version, but there are lyrics which were written by Jack Meskell and recorded by Jones and Hare, also in 1924. The song So I Took the $50,000 is based on the punchline of a Barney Google and Spark Plug cartoon by Billy DeBeck. Last week I played Keep On Doing What You're Doing from the Wheeler and Woolsey picture Hips Hips Hooray by Neil Buckley with Don Bester and his orchestra. Well, this week we're going to keep on keeping on, beginning with Phil Romano, who's going to keep on crooning a tune.
Thank you.
Benson Orchestra of Chicago, led by Don Bester, recording for Victor in Camden, New Jersey on September 29, 1924, and Keep On Dancing. Keep On Dancing was written by Bobby O'Brien and Charles Marsh, the same pair who brought us Black and Blue Blues, which was recorded by the Duncan Sisters. Before Keep On Dancing, it was the Rhythm Maniacs, a Decca studio band led by Arthur Lolly, and Keep On the Bright Side from a 1932 Panaccord 78. We began that Keep On set with violinist Phil Romano and his orchestra and Keep On Croonin' a Tune on September 18, 1925. Keep On Croonin' a Tune was written by Sammy Fain and Jimmy McHugh. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records. We're here each and every Sunday evening at 6 on Island Radio, FM 88.7, KISL Avalon, and KISLAvalon.com. Also available 24/7 on demand anytime at all online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com and on iTunes as a podcast. When I was putting together the playlist for this show, I came across a composer with whom I was completely unfamiliar. His name is Edward Choteau Legge, with two G's, L-E-G-G, and he wrote the characteristic march and two-step titled Opera Rags in 1903, as well as Good Fellowship a decade later. His father, Sylvester A. Legge, and uncle, Edward N. Legge, owned a music store in Kansas City, and Sylvester was also a composer, who under the pseudonym of G.O. Lang, penned In the Shadow of the Pines around 1895. It was recorded on an Edison gold-molded cylinder record by Byron G. Harland and Frank C. Stanley in 1903, and on a diamond disc in 1919 by Charles Hart and Elliot Shaw. Sylvester Legge also wrote Dreaming of Old Kentucky and Dreaming of Home. Unfortunately, I don't have recordings of either of those, but I do have some about dreaming of some other things, such as Dreaming of Tomorrow. Thank you.
love you. Though you made me cry, dear, I still keep dreaming of you. I don't know just why, dear, but I still love you, I do. And though there may be somebody else, I still keep dreaming of you.
The day when dreams come true, dreaming of the day when I'll have you. What care I if the sky darkens the day, as long as the nighttime brings you my way. Dreaming of a nest so cute and warm, where we'll weather best each strife and storm. Till that time, dear, I'm here spending my time dreaming of the day when you'll be mine.
You know him, you love him, you heard him in the first segment of the show, you can't get enough of him. That's right, Irving Kaufman once again with Dreaming of the Day. That was Sam Lennon and his orchestra, credited on the label of that OK 78 as the New York Syncopators on December 5th, 1928. Dreaming of the Day was written by Roy Turk and Joe Gold and was preceded by Nat Shilkret and his orchestra, and I Still Keep Dreaming of You, from October 22, 1928, about a month after Ruth Etting recorded her version for Columbia. Joe Burke wrote the tune and Scrappy Lambert sang the Benny Davis lyrics. We begin that dreaming set with the Coon Sanders Original Nighthawk Orchestra, who were dreaming of tomorrow on July 27, 1927. Joe Sanders wrote the tune, and Joe and Cooney themselves made up the vocal duo singing the Benny Davis lyrics.
Doing our part to keep alive the music of the 1920s and 30s, this is Rapidly Rotating Records, Sunday evenings at 6 on KISL-FM 88.7 Avalon, and available anytime on demand online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com.
Thanks to friend and listener Jim Dawson's book, Los Angeles's Bunker Hill, I learned a new word and philosophical concept a while back. The word is solipsism, S-O-L-I-P-S-I-S-M, which comes from the Latin solus, meaning alone, and ipsa, meaning self. Related forms are solipsist and solipsistic, and I'm going to guess this is the first time the word solipsistic has been uttered on any vintage music radio program. The philosophical theory is that only the self is real and that only your own experiences and existence can be known. Other definitions include self-absorption, an unawareness of the views or needs of others, and extreme egocentricism. Ever since I first encountered the word, I've been thinking about how to put together a segment around it, and I finally came up with these three songs. What do you think?
Thank you. be my own. I alone to know her caresses, one to be eternally, the one my worshipping soul possesses. At her call I give my all my life and love enduring. This would be a magic world to me if she were mine alone.
Thank you.
We started that solipsism set with the California Ramblers and I Love Me, I'm Wild About Myself, from April 30th, 1923. I Love Me was composed by Edwin J. Weber with words by Jack Hoynes and Will Mahoney, and was featured in Passing Show of 1922, where it was sung by Willie Howard. Eddie Cantor and Billy Murray also had very popular versions of I Love Me, recorded in 1923, as did Jack Haley, who is, of course, best remembered as the Tin Man in the 1939 MGM picture, The Wizard of Oz. Next was a very high-fidelity Brunswick recording from December 20th, 1926, One Alone, from the Warner Brothers Technicolor picture, The Desert Song, composed by Sigmund Romberg, with words by Otto Harbach and Oscar Hammerstein II. That was Victor Arden and Phil Oman and their orchestra, and the uncredited vocal quartet was Franklin Bauer, Wilfred Glenn, Elliot Shaw, and Louis James, who you, of course, know as the Shannon Quartet and the Revelers. We finished up with Benny Kruger's orchestra around early June of 1921 and another Brunswick recording, Irving Berlin's All By Myself. It's unfortunate we don't know who was whistling there, because he certainly deserves credit. You just don't hear whistling like that anymore. I'm Glenn Robison, and you've been listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll click in or tune in again next week, and as always, I thank you for your very kind attention.